Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dotton Chandler, incumbent MPhil student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 30th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate shared with its readers that four ABC men had left Barbados the previous day via BWIA, traveling through Trinidad to Curaçao to begin employment with the Shell oil tanker fleet. The article additionally reported that in the week prior, one seaman and 10 firemen and greasers had departed by chartered flight to begin their tenure with the same Shell company. Then manager of the petroleum department, Mr. Vernon Knight, expressed how gratifying it was to see a combined effort between the Barbados government and the Barbados Evening Institute. This was framed as a moment of pride, as the selected men were trained by the Dean of Technical Studies at the Institute, Mr. D.W. Sayers. The article explained that the suggestion to train these men as firemen emerged from a vision to enhance employment opportunities in Curaçao with the Shell Oil Tanker Company. Mr. Knight noted that the men were trained in areas including work on the water boat, which mirrored the conditions of marine-type engines and Shell tankers on which the seamen, greasers, and firemen would be working. He further mentioned that a lack of suitably trained persons had previously hampered Barbados from fully benefiting from employment opportunities with Shell, despite the company's presence for 11 years. The advocate emphasized the economic benefits of this employment, noting that Barbados was receiving approximately $400,000 annually in remittances. These opportunities came through an immigration scheme that had disbursed $2.25 million in wages, a figure considered favorably comparable to the remittances sent home by veterans of the World War. Finally, the article noted that these four seamen would be the last cohort sent from Barbados to Curaçao, as the numbers were already considerably high, and only AB-rated seamen with at least 4 years' experience were being hired.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.